Howdy, y'all. Welcome to Yarns and Tales. This is episode 71. I'm sitting here finishing up one part of a project so I can bind. Actually, I'm about to bind off. And then I'm going to start casting on for the next one. What am I working on? I am working on some fingerless gloves for my daughter. She picked out this real pretty ocean water beach color so she could wear them in the summertime if she wanted to. It's from Red Heart. It's part of their shimmer line. It's called Peacock. It's got some teal blues and medium blues and a little bit of mustard yellow green color and some shimmery metallic in here. So, yeah. What I wanted to do was, kind of get y'all to follow along on a mystery project. Problem is, I couldn't find a mystery project that I wanted to work on that I thought would be fun. Something practical, not boring. And with the week I've had and the day I've had, I couldn't find anything. You know, I was thinking, ooh, something antique-ish. Went through my ladies' books that I have. Nope, didn't feel like knitting a three-dimensional pair. Couldn't see the practicality in that. Didn't really feel like crocheting a baby bib or something called a tidy. Yet the tidy, I'm pretty sure that's the very old Civil War talk for a lady's hanky. I may go back and revisit that. I just wasn't in the mood to tackle that. So anyway, I decided I would just work on her fingerless gloves, her mitts, and clue y'all into what has been going on. Did you know, and I discovered this this past weekend and one other mention, I found out what part of the problem with my redneck civilization here has a problem with. There's a lot of them that has no freaking clue what crochet or knitting is. I know, your mouth dropped open too, right? No, wait till you hear what they call it. You know, this past Saturday, the 26th, I think it was, Joann's had, it was part of their grand opening celebrations. And open house was that Saturday for the instructors for the various classes, which I'm one of them for Knitting 101. And as people would come through and they would look at the demo pieces that we had brought to try and set up and whatnot. People didn't know what the difference between the crochet was and what knitting was. And they honestly, and here, okay, you ready? You ready for a really good snicker? They referenced it as the one-stick method and the two-stick method. Yeah, I'll give you a finish. A few minutes to finish giggling. Yeah. That's what my redneck society around here, if it deals with yarn, is that the one stick method or the two stick method of people coming in and we'd be like, would you like to take a class? And they're, well, I tried that one stick, but it just, I couldn't figure out how to use it. Or, would you like to learn knitting? Is that the one or two stick? Well, that's the two stick method. Oh no, I can't get my head around that. That one stick's just enough for me. Seriously, people? Oh my God, this is crazy. One stick and two, I'm serious, I just, it baffles me. And I guess that's what part of this podcast is today. That and I am so freaking thirsty. I'm drinking ice water today. You'd think I had enough water. It's rained for almost three and a half or 4 days straight. It finally stopped this afternoon. So for 3.5 days, it has done nothing but rain. So, you know, one stick and two stick methods of yarn craft. These yahoos do not know the difference between crochet and knitting. So boo-koodles of them are signing up for crochet class. I have had one student sign up for knitting class. One. But now, on the upside, that class was yesterday morning. She loved it. She was so tickled that by the end of 2.5 hours, she had learned how to cast on, how to perform a knit stitch successfully multiple times, and bind off. She was completely tickled with that. So much so, she's going to sign up for a second go-around of my knitting class. I loved it. It rained so hard the entire time. And in a building with a metal roof, that drums pretty doggone loud. But, like I said, it went well. So I'm excited about that. But have y'all heard, do any of the people in y'all's neck of the woods reference crochet and knitting as one stick and two stick methods? I mean, that blows my mind. One stick and two stick method. I'm just wowzers. It's too funny to me. So I am almost in my mouth. My hands, yeah. I kind of got hung up doing the whole not moving the needles, but moving a hand. Yeah, I did that again. But yeah, that's what I want to take. I just good. But class went well. Oh, it was cute to see, Monday, Tuesday. Tuesday, it was Tuesday. Weather was getting, I think it was Tuesday. Yeah, it was Tuesday. Listen, folks, I'm talking about when it rains as much as it did. And you don't really get to see sunrise and sunset. Your days bleed together. So Tuesday, my manager, he sends one girl home due to the weather. And then the other girl that was there, her shift ended around 11 o'clock. And you know, the amount of rain that we had coming down, we're talking cats, dogs, and fire buckets full of water. So he was figuring it'd be real easy for the two of us to mind the store. Well, let me tell you. Welcome to the South. The definition of redneck crazy is off the charts here, people. He's thinking, okay, we have tornado warnings, hail warnings, wind warnings of 75 miles an hour. Okay, this is how bad the weather was, rain-wise. It's god awful, just all kinds of flood warnings. I am not kidding you, people. And our store, about 11, a little after 11 o'clock, close to 11:30, we get hit with a storm, all right. Oh, it was a little after 11. A people storm. Yep. All those nasty end of the world kind of weather warnings. What happens? The rednecks in my area figure nobody else is out shopping. Let's go. We had a people storm, and it flooded people in the store crazy mad. I am working like a just steady cutting fabric. I mean, for almost an hour, non-stop, people backed up. It was awesome. And every one of these customers was so freaking nice. It was beautiful. My manager, man, he is just rocking it. Constant line of people, 'cause they're trying to get their stuff and then they're trying to get out. And as quick as we're shuttling these people, there's more coming in. You'd have thought it was the end of the world for crafting. You know, just everybody showing up. And it was hilarious. And then when, you know, finally the rain lets up, and so do the people. I swear it was raining people, because when the weather light lit up, so did the number of people. It was hilarious. And then when he gets a chance to breathe, he's like, "That was insane." And I said, "Yeah, that rednecks, they bring a whole new definition to crazy. You got redneck crazy. I mean, it's just, it's what he," and he's like, "I honestly did not expect that many people to show up." I said, "Me either, honestly. But you know what? Rednecks around here, they part duck. It don't matter. It gets ugly, it gets wet, they're in it. They're in it. They're in it." But, oh my gosh, you would think people would stay home. No! It's raining. Their logic is, nobody's gonna go out in this. It'll be easy to shop. No! Everybody else is thinking the same darn thing. Everybody shows up. So we had tornado warnings, flood warnings, wind warnings, hail warnings, but nobody warned us about the people. Oh my gosh. So yeah, that's how my Tuesday went. Rather interesting. But yeah, just wow. So before I left, I decided to go ahead and do what I had intended to do. I went out to the truck, I got my wallet and my coupon, and I come back in, and my assistant manager was giving my manager a lunch break. And I walked around and I bought me a new set of needles, 'cause I'm gonna teach myself something new. Tatting. Needle tatting. So I bought me some tatting needles. used my half-off coupon on them. Bought me some cotton crochet yarn to practice with because it was the right size. Got my 20% employee discount on that. Oh, yeah. Very nice. So, I have been amongst my... Okay. I have 4 active knitting projects going on. I have an... I'm ongoing needle tatting, self-learning going on. I had a person inquire about my cowl, that one of my cowls I made. She wanted to know about it, and so much so she was like, "Oh, what pattern?" Well, now I said it was an original. There was some back and forth. The woman did not want to buy it outright. She just wanted the pattern. So now I'm going to try and get that thing written down and PDF'd and put on my Etsy site. I can't remember if I had told y'all that already or not. Yeah, it's like crazy insane going on. But it's been fun. You know, I think that about sums it up. Okay, it's taken me this whole time with my mouth running and my tendency to whip my hands around in the air to finally get that one thing bound off. I know, I'm such a goof. Now I'm using fingernail clippers to cut my yarn. Why? Because I left my scissors sitting on the other side of the room. Yeah, I'm being so silly. I think that covers everything I want to talk about today. I know it's kind of short, but, oh, these are going to be beautiful. It's a good color. I may actually go back and put thumbs in these. Or not. I don't know. Anyway, anywho, anyhow. So what have y'all been up to? Y'all not going to talk to me? What do y'all think about the whole mystery project? Would y'all be interested in that? See if y'all can guess what it is we're making. You know, every week it'd be one of those, I only work on it when I'm on air. And then that way y'all can follow along and see if y'all can guess what it's going to be before we get to the end of it, and then I tell you. Because I have an idea of what it is I might work on. And I found something kind of like what I want to do. And it's on a webpage here. But it's not exactly what I want to do. So I may end up designing one to do what I want it to do. You know? But, yeah, I think that's what I might. If y'all are game for it, that's what we may do next, starting next week, is use the month, the rest of May, to do a mystery knitting or crochet project, or something that involves both of them. Ooh, that could be neat. A project that utilizes both knitting and crocheting. I'm not sure such a beast exists. But anyway. Oh, let me go ahead and warn y'all. In case any of you have been following it, we are, my husband and I, we're postponing, putting it on hiatus, our Winecast podcast called Uncorked. He is wanting to evaluate some personal issues. So we're going to put our wine cast on hold for a little bit. But we're going to try and do something else, kind of as a filler. Now, my little thing here, yarns and tales. No, it ain't going anywhere. Not yet. We still having fun. This is the other thing I was going to tell y'all. I mentioned on my Facebook, my personal Facebook page, how well my first class went. And then I had a couple of my Facebook friends commented that I needed to make a video tutorial for my distance friends, since they're not nearby to take a class like one of them is. She said something about signing up because the town she lives in is just like half hour or so away. And she's a teacher, so she was thinking about coming over, you know, during summer break and taking some knitting classes. To which another friend said, you know, she wishes I'd make some video tutorials on how to, you know, basics of knitting so she could take them because she lives down in Florida, which is, for her, she's like 5 or 6 hours away. And then I had another friend of mine who lives, it's about 2 hours, 2.5 hours in another direction. She wants some sewing lessons done video wise. And so I was telling my hubby this. He's like, well, there's some ways you can do that. So that has been made a request, is for me to start my own set of how-to tutorials for knitting and for sewing, because I just seem to explain things pretty decent. That, and I sound goofy is all. I'll get out. So, that is also in my future amongst my knitting projects and sewing projects and tatting learning projects is, you know, and my pattern making is to make some video tutorials, how-to tutorials. You know, toss them up on YouTube or wherever. Which my hubby, he's like, put them on Patreon. You know, and make them subscriber. Why would I mean, I like that idea to do that. Because subscriber means, yeah, you pay for it. And he's trying to convince me that my time is worth something as a teacher. Which, with Joanne's, that's great. Because I get paid twice. But a lot of people, they're like, I just go to YouTube and get it free. Well, you can. Honestly, you can. I mean, that's what I'm doing with my tatting. I'm watching this one chick. She's known as Rusty Kate. She has such a beautiful voice. I'm watching some of her stuff on tatting. And she's really good at it. I mean, she's been doing it a while. But I don't know. But what I do know, it's time for me to get out of here. I got to put the polish on this and sit here and count and see if I have 40 stitches on my needles again, because I'm starting that second glove. And I got to get pictures so I can get those polished up for the my feature image. Oh, yeah. Busy, busy, busy. But y'all let me know what you think about the mystery project. Like I said, I have some ideas of what I want to do. And then see if you can guess what it is we're making. And it will only be worked on air. So it's kind of like a knit-along verbally. But you have to keep making it too, in order to start guessing what it is we're making. Kind of a mystery thing. And I'm not going to make, you know, and make it so hard or whatever that you got to have specialized yarns or whatnot. Heck, you can use scrap yarn for what I'm thinking. Because it's going to be fun. It's always got to be fun. Now, all of that, thank you guys. Thank you for listening. This was actually my second attempt at the podcast, because the first one, I got 15 minutes into it, and it sucked. It was awful. Just pure on awful. So, this is the second cut. And thank you. Y'all are my therapy. So hopefully I can make y'all smile and grin at some of my goofiness. The weather is kind of wicked out there for some of us. It's beautiful for others. Whatever you're enduring or enjoying, be safe, you know, be healthy, be safe, be careful. If y'all sick, get well, people. Please take care of yourself. If you well, you got it. Smile at everybody. Make them wonder. Make them question. What are you up to grinning like that? Oh, wouldn't you like to know? But anyway, if you're hot, cool off. And if you're cool or cold, warm up. But always around it, you guys are the best. I will talk to y'all next week, episode 72. I will start the mystery project next week. Oh, by the way, this Sunday, the 4th of May, hubby and me, 24 years, wedding anniversary. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm done. That's it. I'm shutting up. Y'all go do what y'all need to do. Thank y'all for listening. Bye, y'all.